and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Eastertide, and from Peru, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. She's coming to us today from San Juan de Harpa, and her preaching is entitled, Trust the Scattered Seed.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day that Stephen was killed, a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging both men and women. He committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went from place to place, proclaiming the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds, with one accord, listened eagerly to what was said by Philip. Hearing and seeing the signs that he did for unclean spirits, came crying out with loud shrieks, came out of many who were possessed, and many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured. So there was great joy in that city. One has to wonder how a passage that begins with the murder and burial and continues with persecution that is ravaging the church, ending up in the scattering of disciples into not-so-friendly territory, can end with the statement, there was great joy in that city. Or is it a wonder? For we know that this is how God does it, in the midst of what it is. The courage of the devout men burying Stephen, even as their lives are being threatened, cannot be undervalued. They are devout and determined. The scattering of disciples reminds us of another scattering that Jesus taught about, the scattering of seed on all the different kinds of ground that lands on fertile ground where it can root and grow and bear fruit. And then we have this illumination of Samaria as a place of eager readiness, welcome, and the ability to listen with one accord as the preaching of Jesus Christ wraps them in new life and possibility. No, it's not a wonder. It is the wonder of the gospel. In much of our world, it feels something like this passage, doesn't it? For those who dare to speak truth are killed, they're maligned, or they're stoned with demeaning, divisive words and actions, public policies, and rescinded rights. Yet, devout persons remain to speak words of justice and to point to the right and just thing, courageous and determined. And let us not lose the significance of Samaria as the good soil. So wherever we feel we have been scattered to, like Philip, we can be received and listened to with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm that becomes genuine transforming grace, removing paralysis and healing demented, diminished thinking. Of course there was joy in that city. Let us not be distracted, distressed, or downhearted in these times of what seems like persecution and scattering. Let us claim our gospel of the crucified and risen Christ Let it become the courage in our legs, our hearts, our tongues, and our lives. And speak what we know is truth. We may be scattered, but we know the places we stand are fertile ground, and this good news will root and bear fruit that lasts.